Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And what can I say? Paul Alpers is with me. Paul and I go way back. And
I don't know where you go that far back.
We've been in a boat a lot lately.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of miles.
The beauty of this whole deal that we want to talk about is NCL. So what we want to do is tell people about kind of how the year and how you're looking at. And then we'll let you break it down into the schedule. But kind of give us an overview, NCL. You've been part of it for how long?
I helped with it before we purchased it.
Right.
But for almost a year. And then we purchased it. Of course, we've been a full year now going into our second year.
Okay.
And it's been exciting. Let's put it that way.
We've had, now, of course, JoJo and Clay were just on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things have progressed. You have Happy Hollow Outdoors as a sponsor. And they actually have a wrap, Happy Hollow wrap boat.
Yeah. We got a couple teams at Happy Hollow. We got those guys and JoJo and Philip. And then we got Steve Jeffers and Jeff Bookwalter from up in Indiana. They got two of them. They got kind of one in each part of the country.
Okay.
So, and the idea of doing that, of course, we don't pick teams. We don't try to favor anybody. And so what we do when a big sponsor wants to come on, and when we talk about a big sponsor, anybody that does a gold level, which is 25,000 or more, then they get a team that they get picked, and we usually give them five teams.
Right.
And we'll give them some from the, I call it Division One or amateurs, and then the pro guys. And then they'll talk to those guys, and then they'll narrow it down to two, and then we give them the pros and cons on what this one's better at or that one's better at, and what part of the country, and where do they need the most, introduction with their new product at.
Yeah.
And it works out pretty good.
Do you have some changes in the tournament layout itself? So do you have I know you're going to have a trolling tournament.
Yep.
So
sure
tell
are.
Us about.
Well, we've been talking a lot of ever since Live's come out, and it's a great technology. I mean, one of the best fish finders you can ever find. You don't have to look anymore, But it's got to where some people are not used to it yet, or a lot of people's got it, but a lot of people just want to fun fish with it. But we got a lot of people that like to compete, but sometimes they feel like they can't. So our trail is trying to give everybody an opportunity to fish the way they like to fish to win some money.
Right.
And so now we got to talk about these trolling guys. Well, we're talking about guys. Now, there'll be young guys do it too.
Right.
But when the Live Scope come out, guys from 55 years old on to up my age, 70 or better, they kind of felt like they couldn't get there no more. So now we're hearing the guys says, they're still going to be able to use Live Scope, but they're going to troll with Live Scope.
Right.
But when you start trolling and you got to catch that fish out of the rod holder, you can't pick that pole up, or you can't flip to it, or you can't cast to it. You got to just run your poles in there and hope that one of them big ones bite. So it makes it more competitive, but it makes it a lot of fun. And, I was down at Grizzly Jigs, and we was down there last year to their big show.
Right.
And they told me that they sold more trolling poles than they did any other kind of rod.
I believe
that. Well, they buy four or six or whatever. But still yet, that's still telling me, and I've been to a lot of lakes, especially in the springtime from in the south to the east to the north.
Right.
And you'll drive across the bridge, or you'll drive across somewhere when people are really fishing, and 60% of the guys are still spider rigging.
Right.
So that the people are out there, we got to introduce to them that, hey, guys, we want something out there for you. So Joel started talking, I started talking. Les Smith in Mississippi, hadn't fished tournaments for Island of Wind. He's coming to fish that trolling tournament.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Les.
It's something – to give somebody another opportunity to fish. Now, I asked the question tonight. And when I had Crappie Masters for 10 years, we had everybody in one division.
Okay.
And, of course, Live Scope wasn't there. But then when Live Scope got there, and nothing with the guides or anything, but guides fish every day and they get really good at it. Other people get to fish a lot, get really good at it.
Right.
So that eliminated some of the boys that only can get to go maybe once, twice, three times a month. But trolling, they still feel like they got an advantage that anybody has a chance to win.
Right.
So we're saying that. We're going to have one. We're going to see what happens. But you've seen there were several hands held up tonight that wanted to do the Live Scope, whether it's one pole or whatever they're doing. They wanted to have it all in one division.
Right.
Well, maybe that's the direction we need to look, have a trolling division over here let the guys come on a troll, come to the championship and be the trolling champion, and then have the other guys come be the live scope champion.
Yeah.
And there could be another direction we might be going.
All right. But there is one tournament that you have on the schedule.
June 21st, Sardis Lake, summertime, best time to troll you can get. I mean, we're going to have guys pulling crankbaits. And when I say trolling, I don't mean just spider rigging. I hit on that a lot. But they can long line, they can spider rig, they can power troll with crankbaits, they can pull long line crankbaits, whatever they want to do.
All right.
But they have to leave that rod in that rod holder.
Let's go a little bit into the schedule since we've kind of jumped. Where do we begin? Well, this show will be later, so we're just you can skip this one and go like to the
You
can talk about this
well,
one.
Well, just really quick, we had to move this one because we had a competitor that was with us, set one right on top of the date we had, and of course our trail is never going to try to work to where we have to set tournaments on somebody's date.
Right.
And I hope that all the guys out there listening decide, why don't we all get together? There's plenty of room out there. Let's get together and not, you know, we can set tournaments. I mean, I don't care if there's a tournament over in North Carolina and we got one over in Oklahoma.
Right.
But that's not really going to affect nobody.
No.
You know,
no.
But to have one in the same state, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
And we're not going to try to do that if we can.
All right.
And I'm also working with the crappie clubs. You know, I'm calling all of them, even whether they're affiliated with us or not.
Right.
Saying, guys, we got a tournament. We'll just use Missouri. And we got a tournament in Missouri. But now, will you guys give me your schedule so we don't set a tournament on the same time you're having yours in Missouri?
Right.
North Carolina and South Carolina guys did the same thing. Called with Sean McAbee and they called Newell over there.
Uh-huh.
They give me their schedule because they usually set them in the fall.
Right.
And we usually set our schedule in the fall. So what we did is we looked. We never set a tournament on anybody's dates there.
Yep.
It's not that hard to do if you just work at it, you know.
Let's run through some of these.
Yeah, you know, coming up, I'm really excited about this one. We had a lot of calls from two or three, four or five different states, really, for High Rock and in Lexington, North Carolina. And I think it's going to be a big turnout. I mean, we've had a lot of interest. We're going to be there on February 7th and 8th. And then, of course, just a couple of weeks later, we're trying to set space between them.
Right.
We're going to a really, really good lake, too. Of course, I don't know about High Rock. Somebody caught a 407 there the other day.
That's what they said.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody ought to listen to that because it could be good. But then we're going to Clark's Hill.
Okay.
And we're going down there to Thomas, Georgia. And they have got some huge white crappie, but they got some huge black crappie in that lake.
Really?
They're talking about maybe five fish weighing 13, 14 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be exciting. And then, of course, we're moving on down to Oklahoma Club and them. We had one in April last year on Lake Eufaula, which is another tremendous lake. Got a lot of 2-pound crappie in it. We're going there on March 7th and 8th. And the guys at the club said, hey, why don't you move it up in March? We won't set a date on it. And they didn't. And they wanted to tournament at that time. So here we go again, trying to work with everybody.
Yep.
And I think we're going to have a good turnout there, too.
That's going to be fun fishing, too, for them.
Yeah, yeah. Brian down there told me, he said, we got, you know, a big bunch of our club guys are going to fish it. So
sweet.
We're excited about that. And then, of course, the big daddy comes.
That's right.
We're doing our championships in March. Yes, I'd love to have it in the fall. But there's two already in the fall.
Right.
When you try to put three championships back to back to back, it's a pick and choose thing then.
Right.
Because people can't afford to do it all at one time. So we're doing it. We're going to do it March 27th through the 29th as competition.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Teams are coming from all over. And then we're going to have the sports show. I'm getting kind of excited. We're getting a lot of people coming there with booths.
And that's in Sardis, Mississippi.
Yep, Sardis, Mississippi, Batesville, Mississippi, Civic Center.
Yep.
We're going to be there March 28th, 29th, and 30th with the sports show. Olivia Faye from Nashville is coming. We're going to have a concert there on Saturday. She's going to sing for a couple hours. And we're just going to have a real good time there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Going to give a lot of money away.
I heard that's going to be big stringers
and,
there. Someone called me the other day and said, dude, 15, 16.
That,
said
that
it could
time,
be even.
That time in March is just awesome for any of the Mississippi lakes. But Sardis, it's kind of been a secret for a while, but it's getting hot.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward
to
that.
I like that, being a photographer and getting to be in a boat and watch them hit those big fish.
But you know, it's I've been a spotter in a few of the guys' boats this last year.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, if you have time to want to be a spotter, if I need one, you need to go.
Yep.
It's so much stuff you can learn, and it's amazing what you learn just on how to learn to use the electronics, let alone catch them. You know, it's just, it blew my mind. I was there 2 days, and I learned more in 2 days than I could have learned in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know,
So, yeah, but if they give you a bobber and a hook, you're going to crush them. So just keep going on the schedule.
Well, anyway, we get that championship over with. Of course, Happy Hollow's giving a lot of big prizes away there that the public can come in and buy a chance on. Everybody can.
Right.
A lot of them funds go to the scholarship fund and help support the trail. But we're going to have some nice prizes to give away. I mean, Happy Hollow's
that's gonna be good.
Went way beyond. People need to go there and visit that store. It's unique.
In Red Bay, Alabama.
In Red Bay, Alabama. But we're going on down the road, and we're going to Old Kentucky and Berkeley Lake.
There you go.
And at Kentucky and Berkeley Lake, we're going to fish down there. It's going to be one day, April the 12th, and that is the awesome time to fish Kentucky Lake.
Right.
And, you know, Kentucky Lake's come back. It's going to be really good.
Then
we're going to a new one. We're kind of spreading out a little bit this year. We're going to East Fork Lake in Ohio.
Wow.
And sounds like it's a pretty dang good fishery. So the guys called us, wanted us to have something out in Ohio.
Right.
Now we got something for them.
All right.
So we're tickled to death about that. Then we're going on down to back to Carlisle, Illinois.
You've been there before.
Yeah, Great Crappie Lake. It's just in that time of year, May 2nd, 3rd, it'll be we're trying to hit a lot of these target peak times.
Right.
It's going to be a 2-day and going to be televised. And, you know, Redneck Adventures is going to be televising, and we're going to have a lot of fun there. Of course, somebody put up you, and you're going to be there with the camera boat. But that's all
I'm
right.
I'm excited to be there. I've never been on that lake. So.
And then we're going up back north again to Indiana. And we're going to May 17th. We're going to Missinawa Salamony. Now, we've been there a couple times, and it's a great fishery. A lot of people fish. I encourage all the Crappie Club guys to come out and fish with us. Going to have a lot of fun. And there again, we're working with them. They did not set their tournament date on the same date ours, so there won't be a club tournament that weekend, and I appreciate that so much. But we're moving on down another new lake, going back into northern Kentucky, and we're going to Green River.
Right.
And that's, you know, a great place to go at Columbia, Kentucky. I've been there before, catch lots and lots of fish. Going to be a great fishery there. Then June 13th and 14th, we're going to go way north. And we're going to go to Leech Lake in Minnesota.
We will be in the land of 10,000 lakes.
That's it. And, you know, they got a lot of good fish up there. There's a lot of black crappie up there, and you know, it's going to be good. And so I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to do a lot of things. They're going to have a dock tournament up there, too, the day before.
Okay.
We do. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wow. They're going to have a lot of exhibitors. So, you know, that's going to be good. And then, of course, here comes that trolling tournament we talked about. It's going to be at June 21st at Sardis Lake in Batesville, Mississippi.
Okay.
I'm looking really forward to that. Then we're going to take a little break because we've got to go to ICAST and do some things to get better sponsors, you know. And then August 8th and 9th, going to my home lake, one of them. Truman Lake.
Truman, yeah.
Flooded lake with timber, great fishery, and I'm telling you, this fall, if there's any indication of how they bit this fall, that is going to be dynamite. It's a summertime lake. The hotter it gets, the better it gets.
Yep.
So everybody's going to – it's a 2-day tournament. Then we're going to another new area that we haven't been in a while, September 12th and 13th, Cross Lake and Red River.
Yeah.
Now, the pros will fish Cross Lake one day and Red River one day. The amateurs, of course, we didn't talk about that a lot.
Uh-huh.
But we've took both of these divisions down and put them at the same time.
Right.
The amateurs only fish, the Division I guys only fish one day.
Right.
So, you know, kind of get them a little, because some of them guys can't get off work.
Right.
So we're trying to work with them, too. But that's going to be a fun time. And Cross Lake is a big lake. And it's big crappie lake, so it's going to be good. Then October 3rd and 4th, we're going back out on the East Coast, and we're going to Lake Murray, Columbia, South Carolina. And that is going to be a great time. That is another big, big crappie lake.
That trailer's going to get some miles.
We're
going
to get a lot of miles.
Joel, he'll be listening to Golden Earring.
Of course, we're going to 3-pound crappie lake on the 10th and 11th at Grenada, Mississippi. That ought to be a great time. It was last year in the fall. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. And, of course, we're going to wind it up. We're getting a sponsor to help us. And we're going to get back to where I started 6 years old fishing at Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, Lake of the Ozarks.
And it's going to be a one-day tournament on October the 18th. And then, of course, then we go back to our championship in March, and we're going to a new area, and we're going to Somerset, Kentucky, and we're going to get down here to Lake Cumberland. And that's a great lake. And for you northern boys, that gets you something a little closer to home. And for the guys out east, it gets them something closer to home.
And that's a huge reservoir.
So we got a full schedule. You know, we're putting both divisions together now, so we don't have to bounce back so many times back and forth. But there again, I'm excited about this trolling tournament coming up. I think it's going to be something that we're going to see it's going to be very productive for the fishermen and everything. I had a guy here a while ago, Spencer Robertson, told me, he said, I don't ever troll in my life, but I talked to a buddy of mine, we're going to go fish it. He loves to troll.
Wow.
So, you know, things like that get you excited, you know. But,
yep.
But you know, there it is. We encourage everybody. I know they can't fish them all, but when we're in your local area, especially you local guys too, come and fish with us. Have a lot of fun. More money, more fishermen, the more money. It's always been that way in the fishing tournament business.
Right.
So the more people we get, we pay all 100% back. We also give out of our company $25 to the amateur side. We add that to the big fish. And then we add $50 to the pro side. And now the anglers are paying $25 for big fish too. And I don't know whether my guy remembered that tonight or not, but they're supposed to be paying $25 for big fish pot. And we'll get that going. And so it could be big fish end up in $1,000.
Yep. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures case has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Everything you need to go catch crappie with, they got it. So you can check them out at picolures.com. Paul, if they want to find out more about NCL and they want to fish in a tournament, how do they do that?
Well, they can go to nationalcrappieleague.com. The whole schedule's on there. They can enter right online. You know, one thing we didn't talk about is we got a crank from the bank.
Right.
If there's anybody who wants to go out and have fun just for 4 hours and fish, they can actually fish off the bank or off a dock, $50 entry fee individually. We pay it all back to those guys. We will take up to 70 anglers.
Okay.
They'll fish from 7 to 11:30, being away in line by 12:30.
Do you have youth kids rodeo fishing each tournament or not?
We do a free kids fishing rodeo for 7 and under and 8 to 12.
All right.
They sign up from 8 to 9. They fish from 9 to about 10:30. Every kid wins a prize. Ben F. Bates furnishes all the worms and the wax worms for them. They'll be out there tomorrow. And, you know, we got to get these young kids out there in the outdoors and introduce them to outdoors, you know. Brian Sowers had one of the famous sayings, buy a kid a tackle box instead of an Xbox.
That's right.
And, you know, we miss him. He was a great icon to the fishing industry. But I say it all the time because it kind of reminds me in memory of Brian. And, and we're going to keep pushing his tradition on.
And the youth tournament, again, that's on the Saturday of the
two-day
event.
Yes, on every every Saturday is when we do the kids event.
Yeah, as long as it's the two-day event,
No, we do it on the one days, too.
Oh, two. All right. Every term we got. So there's plenty of them.
Oh, yeah. Every term we got is going to have a kids event.
Oh,
wow. So it's going to be fun.
Perfect. Well, there you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.